There seems to be little doubt that the fighting men overseas want mail, all the mail they can get. For a report on just how the V-mail machines operate, Admiral Radio takes you to the Fleet Post Office here in New York. Bill Slocum, Jr. reporting.
Listen to that sound for a second or two, please. It sounds a little like a heart pounding and pushing lifeblood through a very tired and busy human body. Well, that's precisely what it does. It's V-mail equipment. This piece happens to be in the Navy's Fleet Post Office in New York. But similar pieces of machinery are scattered all over the world. And wherever they are, they're helping tired and busy humans carry on a back-breaking job. If you're a son or daughter in the services, you certainly have been told much more eloquently than I can tell you just what mail means to a fighting man or woman. I have no intention of making a pep talk about writing to soldiers and sailors. I'll leave that to my emotional contemporaries. But as a fair country reporter, I think I found out the second best way to tell your guy or gal whatever is on your mind. That way is through the use of V-mail. There are several reasons, but I think you can throw them all out the window after the first reason. And that is, anything you send by V-mail will get where it's sent. Planes crash, ships sink, but V-mail negatives stay right here. If one is lost, it is sent off again. Yes, somebody reads V-mail material before it goes overseas. But, and so many of us don't seem to realize this, somebody reads every letter before it is sent overseas. There's nothing anybody can do about censors. V-mail is the process of photographing letters and then sending the negatives over for developing and delivering. A roll of V-mail film weighs 5 ounces, and it is the equivalent of a 35-pound sack of normal mail. And there is no limit to the number of pages you send, so long as each is properly addressed. 40,000 letters go through these machines here at the Fleet Post Office, New York, and they can very easily handle twice as many. And the Navy says if the demand increases, they'll just get more machines. Yes, the Army and Navy want you to use V-mail. They know better than anyone just what mail means to fighting men and women, and they are determined to see that mail gets to these men and women. But they'd like to use the space now used by mail sacks for other things. Things that will get your man or boy back home sooner. And, as I said, V-mail is good, but it's only the second best way to tell your guy or gal what's on your mind. I return you now to Admiral Radio.